Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary General and the President will each make brief opening statements, and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary General.
It was a great pleasure for me to meet the President of Croatia again, I can say, because we've met before in Croatia, and even in my previous incarnation, we already met. It was good to renew our acquaintance. I started, of course, by congratulating the President on his re-election. I could also congratulate the Foreign Minister on the fact that she is now here at NATO for the first time. And I'm sure that we'll be in touch on a frequent basis. Why? Because Croatia is a country which, as you know, has a membership action plan. That membership action plan, of course, is a part of the road. And let me stress, it's from time to time a long and winding road to Euro-Atlantic integration and to NATO membership. What are the main elements of that road? You know them. First of all, it's very important that in a certain number of areas, and let me start with defense reform, Croatia vigorously does what it has to do in the framework of the Strategic Defense Review. And there will be a NATO team going to Croatia next week to evaluate the progress which has been made. Let me state that progress has been made, that we also know that in a number of areas more progress will be absolutely necessary. One element which is important is that we hope and also expect that Croatia very soon will be able to spend 2% of the GDP on defence, which will make defence reform easier than it is if you have less to spend. Important subjects we also discussed, of course, was the return of refugees and the important point of defence reform. We discussed the cooperation in the framework of the Adriatic Three with Macedonia and Albania. I explained the President on another issue, which is an important one for the EU, but also very much for NATO, that full cooperation with the ICTY, full cooperation with the Tribunal in The Hague, also means for the EU, but NATO takes the same position, that despite the good cooperation in the large majority of cases with the ICTY, the final thing should also be done. And you know the final thing or the final person is General Gotovina. He should be arrested and he should be go to The Hague to face the tribunal. The President and I discussed this. I explained to the President that because of the fact that 19 members of the European Union are also NATO members, although this not directly relates to NATO, and the EU situation is of course another one by definition, NATO allies also take the same position on General Gotovina. He should be arrested and he should go to The Hague. I have, of course, finished, and I'll finish by saying that I was glad with the present visit, and that I sincerely hope and also expect, to be quite honest, that Croatia will make the further progress necessary in the framework of the membership action plan. And we know Croatia as a country which should be commended on its participation in ICEF, on its support for KFOR and S4, which is now called EU4 in the Balkans. In other words, in its participation in NATO operations under UN mandate. That's a very important element, and we commend and applaud Croatia for that. Thank you very much indeed.
Ja se priključujem svemu što je gospodin Šefer rekao. Naime, osim jedne stvari, a to je pitanje Gotovine. Naime, sigurno je da Hrvatska želi ispuniti sve uvjete koji se postavljaju pred nju u potpunoj suradnji sa Haškim tribunalom. I danas smo upravo to ponovili od 626 zahtjeva za suradnju sa Haškim tribunalom, a to znači predaja dokumenata, ljudi, to smo sve ispunili, osim jednoga. A taj jedan je general Gotovina. Ukoliko bi on bio u Hrvatskoj, on je bjegunac pred hrvatskim zakonom, pred hrvatskim institucijama i on će biti uhićen. Međutim, ukoliko on nije u Hrvatskoj, mi tražimo suradnju drugih institucija, drugih zemalja. I u našoj obvezi je da provjerimo sve podatke koje se tiču njegovog boravišta i ukoliko neki podaci budu upućivali na druge zemlje, mi tražimo i predlažemo u tom smislu suradnju. Dakle, ako bi se general Gotovina na slikovit način kažem, nalazio u Paragvaju, mi ga ne možemo izručiti. Ali potpuna suradnja znači da učinimo sve ukoliko se on nalazi u Hrvatskoj da ga predamo Haškom tribunalu. Jer svi naši građani pozvani ili kao svjedoci, ili kao osumnjičeni, ili kao optuženi, predali su se Haškom tribunalu.
Let me join to the statement of Mr. Schaeffer. I agree with what he said, except on one point, and this is the issue concerning General Gotovina. It is certain that Croatia wants to fulfill all the conditions that were set before it concerning a full cooperation with the ICTY. Let me stress that out of the 626 requests that were asked, requests for cooperation by the ICTY, and they concern the handing over of documents and of persons, all have been met except one, and this one concerns General Gotovina. If Gotovina were in Croatia, he would be considered there as a fugitive before the Croatian law and the Croatian institutions. And if he was there, he would be arrested. On the other hand, if Gotovina is not in Croatia, we would like to ask for cooperation of the other institutions and from other countries to provide their assistance. It is our obligation to do everything we can in order to fulfill our obligations. However, it must be stressed that if, for example, let me just give you an illustration, if Gotovina is in Paraguay, it is clear that we cannot extradite him and that we will need cooperation from other countries who have any information indicating the whereabouts of the general. Full cooperation means for us that we have to do everything we can to arrest and extradite General Gotovina to the ICTY if he is in Croatia. I would like to stress also that all of the persons whose appearance was requested before the ICTY in the capacity of witness, suspect, or indictee have been handed over to The Hague.
I na kraju samo bih htio napomenuti, Hrvatska ima tri strateška cilja. Jedan je europeizacija hrvatskog prostora, a to znači njenih institucija i kvalitete života. Drugo je ulazak u Europsku uniju i treće ulazak u NATO pakt. Početkom pregovaranja mi se približavamo upravo ostvarenju jednog od ovih ciljeva. Što se tiče europeizacije, mi taj proces provodimo i dovršit ćemo ga u vrijeme koje se od nas očekuje. Što se tiče odnosa s NATO paktom, mi želimo što prije ostvariti puno članstvo i želimo sudjelovati i u misijama NATO pakta.
And at the end, let me stress that Croatia has three strategic goals. The first being the Europeanization of the Croatian territory, meaning its institutions and the standards of living. The second goal is membership in the European Union, and the third one, membership in NATO. the beginning of negotiations would bring us closer to reaching this goal of membership in the European Union. As far as Europeanization is concerned, this is a process that we have begun and that we will complete in the expected time frame. As far as NATO is concerned, our goal is full membership in NATO, and we also wish to take part in NATO's missions.
First question.
Thank you.
For Croatian president in Croatian, if possible. Gospodine predsjedniče, državni je vrh najavio da će u pismima obavijestiti europske partnere, od kojih su mnoge i članice NATO-a, o tome što su državne vlasti poduzele na uhićenju ili utvrđivanju lokacije odbjeglog generala. Hoće li ta pisma biti zajednička predsjednika države, sabora i vlade ili ćete se partnerima u Europi obratiti odvojeno?
Mr. President, we have received information that a letter has been addressed by the state authorities to the EU partner states, most of which are NATO members as well. And this contains all the information concerning what the state has been doing to locate General Gotovina. My question is whether this will be a letter jointly addressed by the President, the Prime Minister, and the President of the Parliament.
I o tome je danas bilo riječi u našim razgovorima i ja sam rekao da smo jučer napisali pismo, ja sam ga i potpisao, kojeg su potpisuju i premijer i predsjednik parlamenta. On ide svim zemljama Europske unije i NATO paktu i institucijama Europske unije. To će vjerojatno danas biti potpisano i od predsjednika parlamenta i vlade i ja se nadam da će sutra biti sa svim dokazima što je Hrvatska do sada poduzela. To su stotine izvješća što je Hrvatska poduzela.
This was something that we also discussed in our talks. I said that this letter was, I signed this letter yesterday, and it will be co-signed by the President of the Parliament and the Prime Minister. This letter will be addressed to all the EU and NATO member states and to the EU institutions. And it will, as I said, carry the signature of the Parliament and the government as well. This letter contains on hundreds of pages a very detailed description of all the actions that have been taken by the government.
Augustin Paljokaj from Jutarnji List. For Secretary General, the President just said that Croatia is prepared to contribute to NATO mission. What kind of contribution do you expect from Croatia regarding training the Iraqi security forces? And if I may, for President in Croatian language. Gospodine predsjedniče, vi ste u prvom mandatu za vrijeme samita u NATO-a u Pragu rekli da su NATO i EU dvije strane iste medalje. Sad se stječe dojam da ne vidite ulazak u NATO kao podjednak prioritet kao i ulazak u EU. Da li ste odvojili ta dva prioriteta?
Any contribution by Croatia is of course welcome. I know the Croatian position that Croatia participates in UN mandated operations. I could say that the training mission in Iraq is UN mandated on the basis of resolution 1546 of the Security Council. If Croatia would be in a position to participate, Croatia would be welcome, like any partner of NATO would be very welcome in that operation. What I said and what I repeat is that I commend Croatia on its participation in present NATO operations, and leave it, of course, up to the Croatian government to decide what else they might like to do.
Vi ste točno konstatirali, ja sam rekao i ponavljam da su to naša dva strateška cilja, ulazak u Europsku uniju i ulazak u NATO pakt. Ovisit će o tempu koji budu budu procjenjivali oni koji nas trebaju pozvati i u jednu i u drugu asocijaciju, koji oni tempo odrede. Inače, mi smo za ubrzanje toga tempa.
Well, you were correct in saying that I said, and I would like to reiterate that our two strategic goals are EU membership and NATO membership. And of course, the pace at which we will be joining these two structures will depend on those who will be evaluating us. We would like to see this process accelerated.
Last question.
And is this right that you said if the Croatian authorities can arrest the general, they will send him immediately to The Hague? So if it's possible that the Croatian authorities arrest the general, they will send him immediately to The Hague?
Pa, u tome je čitav nesporazum. Mi priznajemo da su u Hrvatskoj svojevremeno bile snage koje su bile u strukturama vlasti i koje su štitile haške bjegunce. Danas tih snaga više nema. I ukoliko dođemo do saznanja da se general nalazi u Hrvatskoj, on će biti uhićen i izručen Haškom tribunalu.
Well, this is where the basis of the misunderstanding, because we acknowledge that there existed previously in Croatia certain forces that protected ICTY fugitives. However, they are no longer there. And if we get the information that General Gotovina is in Croatia, we will arrest and extradite him to The Hague.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr. President. Monsieur
le Président.
Au revoir. Merci, merci, merci beaucoup. Merci. Thank you very much for the translation. Mm-hmm.